Elfin Cove is about 70 miles west of Juneau, on the northern end of Chichagof Island. It is home to as few as a dozen residents in winter, but that swells to 200 or so in summer, when the town's sport lodges fill up and commercial trollers come in to sell fish and resupply at the general store. The call Mary Jo Lord Wild got early Saturday morning was the kind of call no one in remote Alaska likes to get.
2:07 a.m., my phone rings, and you know, I get on my feet and grab it, and if you're not thinking clearly, and all I can hear is Shirley's voice saying is, "Gordy's place is on fire." She says it a couple times, and I said, "We're on our way."
A friend of Lord Wild's for 30 years, Shirley is Shirley Perkins, the owner of the Coho Bar and Grill. Gordy is Gordy Roble, next door in the Cove Lodge, which by now is engulfed in flames. There are no roads in Elfin Cove, no vehicles of any kind, and no fire trucks. The town's 9-member fire department has seawater pumps mounted on hand carts. By the time Lord Wild and her husband arrived downtown, the firefighters were fully engaged in what might have become an epic disaster for the community.
They were trying to keep water on Shirley's. It was starting to catch fire in the back there, and I think at some point the fuel tank from the Cove Lodge, either the piping burned out or it fell over or something, and it started spilling diesel on it. And right around that time, the Gustavus Fire Department arrived, and somewhere around then, the Pelican Fire Department arrived also, and they brought more pumps and more hoses and were able to start beating it back. There was a point there, I think, before that happened, that it was possible that the whole town could go.
There was flames well over 200 feet into the air. And
Mike Nelson is the Elfin Cove Fire Chief.
I grew up in Juneau. I've seen a few fires, and I've never been a fireman in there, but I've seen them, and this one rivaled anything I've come across, just about.
Nelson says his all-volunteer department often practices with the pumps and hoses, but has very little in the way of professional training. The Cove Lodge had 4 guests at the time of the fire and 6 staff members. He says common sense saved lives and prevented serious injury.
So we do have enough knowledge just from listening to people. First is the people out, you know, and we had that under control. And there were very few injuries. One person slipped and hurt his back but from falling down trying to help. Another one had a small cut on his hand. And other than that, there weren't any injuries. A little bit of smoke inhalation.
The 100 gallons of diesel from the Cove Lodge's fuel tank accelerated the fire, and it spread to both the lodge's bunkhouse and to the neighboring Coho Bar and Grill. Shirley Perkins, her daughter Mercedes, and her daughter's fiancé all made it out safely, along with the guests and their bed and breakfast. But unlike the Cove Lodge, the restaurant did not burn to the ground. While the structure will likely be declared a total loss, Deputy State Fire Marshal Robert Plum attributes the partial salvage of the Coho to sheer determination.
The community got a bucket brigade going with like 75 to 100 residents and visitors, the visitors being the folks that are there for guided charter fishing trips, and fishermen. Everybody came out of the woodwork, but they had all these people passing 5-gallon buckets, and the chief thought that they were moving more water than a 3-inch pump.
Plum says the bucket brigade helped prevent the fire from moving through the Coho and possibly into the rest of the town. Plum estimates the loss of the Cove Lodge at roughly $900,000, the loss of the Coho Bar and Grill at $500,000. He says his office will file an official report on the fire and work with the insurance adjusters and investigators that are expected to be on scene shortly. Plum has not done a full analysis of the event, but suspects that the fire started in the furnace room of the Cove Lodge, possibly an electrical wiring between 2 walls. Gordy Roble, co-owner of the Cove Lodge, was in a meeting with other charter operators when reached for this story. He says he is trying to find a way to just get through the rest of this season, and it's, quote, way too early to make a decision about rebuilding with his partner, Charlie Fannin. Mary Jo Lord Wild says her longtime friend Shirley Perkins is moving ahead with plans to rebuild the Coho. Lord Wild says Elfin Cove would not be the same without either business.
This is huge. It's a loss not only to the families involved, their businesses and their homes, but to the community also. Everybody's an integral part, you know, and this takes out some big pieces.
The Red Cross in Juneau has already responded with emergency supplies for those who lost their homes and belongings. A relief effort is also being organized by Shirley Perkins' family in Sitka. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.